Hi, Professor. Are you busy? I was hoping I could get some extra help with the classwork, if that's okay. Can I come in? Thank you. Okay, so I know there's that big paper coming up soon, and I really wanted to get it right. And I read over the assignment, over and over and over again, but things just aren't clicking with me, you know? Like, we've been reading Jane Eyre in class, and I'm sorry, I just don't understand. What is a milieu? A milieu? Okay. That's not so hard. So it's just another word for the scene, the cultural situation, right? Okay, good. I get so nervous when you use all those fancy terms like that. I like it. Milieu. Milieu. Thank you, sir. Do I know what I want to write for my paper? I don't think so. I mean, I really liked Jane Eyre, but I don't know if I could write enough about it to make a whole paper, you know? What do I like about it? Well, it's very readable. I like that it's about women in another time, what it means to be a woman. Jane has all these feelings, but can't ever express them because she's a woman. She has to be modest and proper all the time, or at least appear to be. If you're lucky, back then, you get to choose who you marry. Otherwise, you wind up going crazy and getting locked up like Bertha. Guess you're right. I do have plenty of material. Yeah, the culture, or the milieu has changed since the book was written, but I really relate to it still, so I guess it hasn't changed too much. Well, I don't know. I feel it. I really feel like I'm allowed to be myself, or at least not completely. I feel like I have so many desires and I can't act on them. I have to be respectable and ladylike. When Mr. Rochester proposes to Jane, there's all this rain and thunder outside because her heart is pounding so hard, but she's not allowed to be excited about it. Some of the girls in my class, I don't know, they put this stupid idea in my head. Well, they told me, and I don't know if this is true, but some girls in class said that, you look longer at me than any of the other girls. At first, I didn't believe them, but they planted that idea, and now that it's there, I just can't stop myself from feeling hot when you look at me. It's pretty hard not to have a crush on you. Most of the girls in my class do. I mean, you're obviously very handsome and so passionate about literature and stories. They joke about it. I wasn't gonna say anything until they put that thought in my head. Look, I'm not trying to get you into trouble. Forget I said anything. I'm gonna go. Thank you for your time. They're right. You do look a little bit longer at me. Oh, God, there it is again. Stay? Are you sure? Thank you, Professor.